Congratulations on the 8-point win. 10 marks, 4 contested marks. They're just about career best numbers for you. What's on your hands? What have you done differently during the week?
I didn't do anything differently. I just sort of believed in my game. Got to work at training. I sort of needed to put a good performance. My last 2 weeks weren't great, so it was good that a couple stick.
I reckon Champion Data's ripped off a couple of contested marks as well, so hopefully they go back and recount a few. You're trailing at three-quarter time. What was the message when Goody came out at the break?
No, it was sort of just back our process in. We know we're a good team. We know when we get the ball moving well and get it into the forwards, we look really sharp. So it was just stick to the process and back the boys in.
Harrison, Tony Shaw up here, mate. Sensational game. Congratulations on the win. You just said stick to the process. We sit up here, and I know the score was only 8 points in the end, but we thought that you deserved the win and probably by a bit more. But how you went about it just looked like you had a plan in place. You kept the ball off the opposition. You didn't bomb the ball as they loved to do. And your forwards, like yourself, kept enormous pressure. I think at our time it was eight tackles to one inside 50. But it looked like you had it really well drilled into you during the week. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, definitely. They're a bloody good team. So yeah. When they get the game on their terms, it's really hard to beat them. They're really good intercepting mark. When Stewart and De Koning and all that like, they get their own way, it's bloody hard to beat. So that was us forwards. Our job was just to compete, try and mark it. It was a couple stick, or if not, bring it to ground and let the little fellas go at it.
The other thing too, your key defenders, that somehow you love that you have Lever open, but May on Hawkins was sensational. But you seem to be able to, where Geelong couldn't pressure it, you played on quick from points, which meant you got it out of the area of the problem, and then that means you had a bit of a release of the pressure halfway up the ground.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, when they get set, it's so hard to move the ball against them. So if that's playing on quickly, trying to get it out the back against them so their defence can't get set. So that was the plan going into tonight.
Harrison, Lib here. Great game. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Caleb Windsor? He's a super young talent, but he was really influential tonight. 18 disposals and had, I reckon, about 10 score involvements for you guys. Massive.
Yeah, he's going to be a bloody good player. He already is a good player at the moment. He can run all day. He's got speed. He's got good foot skills, and he hits the scoreboard, which is good.
Short break, though. Harrison with obviously Carlton Thursday night to start next week. Another huge one before what will be another big crowd.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. They're in good touch. They're probably stiff last night to not get a win. So, we'll recover up well, and we're looking forward to it.
How much do you think, Harrison, that the bye and then the 10-day break that you had after Richmond's game influenced the result tonight?
I suppose it's always good to have an extended break and let the body recover. Sort of start of the season, we had 3 games in 15 days. So a good couple breaks, days off, get the recovery and get down the beach was really, really good for us.
Well, Harrison, you were great to watch, mate, marking everything. Thank you very much for having a chat. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.